1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hello. Yes, here I am. WBT's only host that has no professional credibility. Love it. Love it. I love it. I love it. So all of you people that write in here to that WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC telling me that I'm crass or immature, you know, all of the things you say. To that, I reply, I know. What's wrong with you? But you know what? It makes it easier when nobody expects anything out of you. You know what I'm saying? Then if you do the slightest little thing right, then it's like, oh my God, he just killed it. Whoa. Hey, we may want to at least give him $5 to go to the... go to the Cherokee Casino or something. He did something that wasn't awful. Good deal. Listen, I know I do joke around a lot, and I realize that a lot of you 11 listeners, I'm not meaning this as an insult. It's just the way it is. I know a lot of good people who are sarcastically challenged, and you don't get some of the stuff that I do. Not that I'm saying you don't think it's funny, because a lot of people get it that don't think it's funny, but just to, you know, some people don't understand that I joke around a lot and that I'm really not an arrogant, poker all the time. And I mean it when I say I appreciate the fact that you listen to the show so much and the whole station. I even appreciate you listening to those losers that come on before I do. You see, there's a prime example right there. One second I'm saying how much better they are. The next second I'm calling them losers. You just never know. But no, I do. And I get the people who write in and say things like that. I mean, you know, these are people you've listened to forever and you expect a certain amount of, professionalism from them. And you should. They're good. But I'm not the complete clown that I act like all the time. But I do get distracted very easily. Just like right now, my computer decided it was going to reboot out of nowhere. So now we got to shut the whole show down, take the station off the air, and get this fixed. Now, hold on. Let me... Isaac, what's my password? I think that might be it. Yeah, it is. It works. Isaac is a doo-doo head. That's my password.
I was about to say it. I didn't know if you wanted it put out on air.
No, I don't mind. I don't have anything. Then you got to go through all this closing out of these things where people are asking if you want to buy stuff, you want to run this, run that. Oh. I got important things to do. We trying to put Obama in jail. Hey, there's Pam the Jam. Look at her.
Jay.
Love her. Yeah. Not you. You're not a loser. It is weird, though, that they always run out of here when I get here.
It's strange.
You know, some people would say because it's the end of their work day and they're going home, but I know otherwise.
I stay and hang out.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, because you're getting paid what I'm not. They gave you my money. Which, you know, it's okay. It's all right. Like I said, it's harder for them to fire you when you don't get paid. So we got that. I saw this thing today, and this is going to be pretty interesting. The leader of France, and I heard that that Bo and Beth and them on the morning show talking about whether you pronounce it France or France when you're talking about the Tour de France. And there is a right and a wrong answer to that. And the answer is you call it the Tour de France. Why? Because we're Americans. We pronounce it France. You wouldn't say that that you were studying about Paris, France in world history. See, I don't like it when Americans try to be foreign in any way. You know, I don't ever give in to that. Where this country does whatever it is better than we do. Even if I think maybe they've got a point, I'll never admit to it. I'm America, by God.
It's France.
I'm America, and I don't think we need to be doing anything to make it seem like we envy anything about another country. Everything from saying France, France, to eating rice with our hands. Like that Mom Donnie, that fella that's going to be the mayor of New York, out there eating rice with his hands in New York like he's not in America. Get out of here. But anyway, Candace Owens, according to the reports, is being sued by the leader of France because she had talked about that the rumors of his wife, or maybe she said that she actually was. I don't know. I never heard her say it. I just know that she was. She did posit the idea that his wife, along with being so much older than he is, that she used to be a man or is a man. Because you can't used to be a man. You're either a man or you're not. So that, and I heard there was a lawsuit coming. Whoa. Which is weird. Whose laws do you follow? U.S. America laws or front laws? I don't know. But if you're following American laws in civil cases like that, you're gonna have some discovery going on. And I don't mean to throw my lawyer hat around, but I know about discovery, and that means that they'll uncover everything they think they need to uncover about both sides and everybody involved. And I don't know that that France needs to be doing that, you know, or any politician for that matter. I just wonder if he's trying to make up for the fact that, you know, there've been so many occasions when Cameron's caught his wife, like hitting him upside the head and bickering with him. I mean, they do, they act like that white trash couple at the ball field. You know, that either they're yelling, screaming at everybody else as a team, you know, the two of them, or they're yelling, screaming at each other. You know who I'm talking about, that couple at the Little League games. You know, maybe she refers to herself as a ball mama. I'm a ball mama. I get excited out of here. I want to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. I tell that coach where to go. He ain't playing my boy. That's what the fancy pants France first couple acts like. You know, how you say Waffle House in French? Because they're middle of the night, Waffle House, drunk, going at each other kind of couple. Allegedly, I want to throw that in there because I don't want him suing me. Allegedly, in my opinion, reportedly, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't need him or his old wife taking me to court in America or France. I'm not them when I'm going to France. They would have to tie me up and put me in those shackles and all like a prisoner to get me to go to France at gunpoint. You know why? Because I ain't lost nothing in France. Why would I want to go? I ain't lost nothing there. Okay, we have a lot of stuff coming up tonight. As a matter of fact, I think I could do, and I was telling Lonnie Ray this in the behind the scenes, I think I could do the whole show tonight with nothing but funny funny audio clips from the social medias. So, so we have a big time show on the line for you tonight. So make sure you stay for the entire time. If you don't, you can go listen to the podcast of it. Go to tjritchie.com, wbt.com/TJ, get all of that. But the best thing to do is just listen to the whole thing live. All right, so we'll get into it next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Bring in the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right. Make sure you, if you get a chance, you want to say something, call me, 704-570-1110. I'm going on no sleep right now. I have been for a while. From what I understand, there will be no sleep till Brooklyn. Any Beastie Boys fans got that? Any of the 11 listeners that might be Beastie Boys fans, you got that reference. But I don't even care. You know why? Because this is my energy force in here in this studio with this microphone. Yeah. That's right. Big, big stuff going on with these documents that that they have declassified that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, not a reasonable doubt, a shadow of a doubt, that we were all right, that Barack Obama and his mafia, you know how Elvis had the Memphis mafia that circled him all the time, went everywhere, you know, Sonny and Red and them. Sonny and Red. Thank you. Thank you very much. He had all of those guys. Well, Barack Obama had his as well. And the main henchman that he had was Susan Rice. I don't know what it is. He is obsessed with her. But anyway, he proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were all guilty of treason by trying to overturn a duly elected president, duly elected by the people, by coming up with this Russia scam that they came up with. But some other things have been discovered that that Tulsi Gabbard was talking about today. And we all know that Hillary's in the middle of everything that's scandalous. And this is what Tulsi Gabbard said today about that.
Religious organizations in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote-unquote clear preference for Trump. Brennan and the IC misled lawmakers by referencing the debunked Steele dossier to assess quote-unquote Russia's plans and intentions, falsely suggesting that this dossier had intelligence value when he knew that it was discredited. The intelligence community excluded significant intelligence and ignored or selectively quoted reliable intelligence that contradicted the intelligence community assessment's key findings on Putin's alleged support for Trump. Including this intelligence reporting would have exposed the ICA's claim as implausible, if not ridiculous. The intelligence community assessment omitted reliably sourced information, such as how some Russian intelligence officials were, quote unquote, planning for candidate Hillary Clinton's victory, while others assess neither Trump nor Clinton would respect Russia's interests. As was reflected in the ODNI Shocker. Documents that we released on Friday, multiple intelligence community assessments released in the months leading up to the November 2016 election concluded that Russia had neither the intent nor capability to impact the outcome of the U.S.
That's enough from that. In other words, they're all shady, they're all despicable and diabolical. And in true communocrat form, they blame their enemies for doing what they do. You know, that's one of the oldest tricks in the book for that side of the aisle, as they say. They go out and do all of the shady, nasty, illegal, lying, scamming, and all that stuff. And then come back and point fingers at the Republicans and say that's what they're doing. It's in their rule book. But all of that stuff she said about Hillary Clinton, in medical terms, what all of that means is she got squirrels in her head. That's the medical term for it. And who didn't know that Hillary Clinton was crazy? Again, we all knew that. But we didn't know the extent of how underhanded and unconstitutional all of these shady dealings were. It sounds like to me, but then again, you know, I'm not in law enforcement or I'm not in the DOJ, but that sounds like that could be doctor shopping to me. You know, you can't do that. Even if it's not, throw it out there. Who cares? So what? Who cares? Nobody cares. But again, the question is, what are we going to do about it? Who's going to go to jail? Who is going to get raided by the FBI in the middle of the night the way they did innocent people involved with the Trump administration? Who is going to order the feds to serve a warrant on Barack and Michelle Obama's mansion in the Hamptons or their mansion in Hawaii, like they did Trump with Mar-a-Lago? Who's going to do that? That's what I want to see. I want to see them going through Michelle Obama's underwear drawers like they did Melania. I want them to pick up every pair of Hanes Tidy Whitey cotton men's underwear that she has. Go through it all. It's called turning the tables. But the only difference is you're turning the tables against people who deserve it. President Trump didn't deserve any of that. And when you hear all of this information being backed up by the documents, it makes you really have to stop if you are a clear thinker and say, yeah, that does seem pretty bad. So maybe they did create all of these other things. The proof is, you know, right here that they created the Russia hoax. So if they did that, then yeah, they could have created all these other things against Trump, trying to get him sent to prison and trying to get to where he couldn't run for re-election, all this stuff. Only way you don't put those things together is if you're not too sharp. And if you are offended by that, then you're admitting that you're not very sharp. You don't quite have it up here in the clear thinking. Okay. Case closed. They're guilty. Send them to jail. I have spoken. That's the way it works. More next.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Oh, yeah. We are moving now. Woo! Let me tell you a little behind-the-scenes secret here. First of all, this is not a secret, but I'm the most observant person that you would ever meet in your life. One of my wife's friends refers to me as obnoxiously observant. Here is an example. I hadn't seen this friend in a week or so, maybe 2 weeks. We used to hang out all the time. We were having a get-together at our house. She and her husband ring the doorbell. I open the door. She walks in, hey, you know, hugging. And I pulled back. I looked at her. And I said, oh, did you get new eye makeup? And her husband didn't know that she had been down at the fancy store buying expensive makeup that day. And that's why she called me obnoxiously observant. So I notice everything. He divorced her, though, because of that. No, he didn't. So here's what I have observed. Since I have been on this radio station, and I go through and I look at all the texts that come in at the different times of day from peoples. And when this show starts is when the ladies start sending texts. I don't know why. I'm not handsome again yet. I got to get rid of this candy coating and all. But I suspect they have listened to me on the Ace and TJ show through the years. Because LLTJ, you know what I'm saying? Stanford Ladies Love TJ. So Ashley just wrote in and said, Lindsay and Jody are killing it. That's my wife, and Jody's my wife, and Lindsay is the woman that is on my morning show that I do. They're doing some kind of Facebook Live thing tonight in their pajamas or something. I don't know. It's ridiculous. So while I'm taking that as a compliment that she's letting me know this, I'm also thinking, why are you watching that, not listening to this, Ashley? Because anything that's on during this time is competition to me, whether it's my wife or not, whether they're doing something for my company or not. But evidently somebody had had gone in there and made a bad comment to them. I don't like that. Somebody might need to get whooped is what they might need. Okay, so you can text 704-570-1110. And yeah, I am nosy. I go through all the other shows' texts because they're not private. I could look at all of them. Because I'm sure they're looking at my... No, they're not. No, they're not. Isaac, did I have you getting anything ready for this break after, you know, before I went off on that tangent? What was it?
Nafisa.
Okay, yeah, that's right. The WNBA contract negotiations are still going on. The WNBA should be called the CNBA for the Caddy National Basketball Association, because that's what they are. They're just a bunch of caddy backstabbing chicks. And, you know, they run around wearing their shirts that say, pay us what you owe us. And then one of the more brutish women threw a dagger out there at Caitlin Clark because she didn't want to wear the shirts that everybody else wanted to wear, and she finally gave in to it, but then she had to be snarky about Caitlin Clark because she's jealous. Every one of the other, if they're not nice to Caitlin Clark in the WNBA, I'm sorry, the CNBA, Caddy National Basketball Association, then they're just jealous. And they're too caught up in their emotions and jealousy and rage because somebody's getting the attention. They don't realize that Caitlin Clark is the ticket for all of them to get paid more. And that's just the fact. Because the CNBA has gotten a lot more attention this year and last year than they ever have, and it's because of Caitlin Clark. That's it. But there's just something amusing to me about this. This is, I guess you pronounce it Nafisa Collier. I don't ever watch the CNBA, so I'm not sure. But she's at a press conference, and they're asking her about, you know, how much they want, what their demands are, and all of that stuff. And here's what she said.
What do you mean by what you owe us?
You know, the players of what is what is building this brand and this league. There is no league without the players. And, you know, the past, present, the ones coming out, they're the ones that have put in the blood, sweat, and tears for the new money that's coming in. And so we feel like we are owed a piece of that pie that we helped to create. So that's basically what that is.
Yeah. Okay. Take away all of the stuff that everybody always mentions, that the CNBA is a charity that is funded by the NBA, supposedly. And the CNBA loses millions and millions of dollars every year and has ever since the 90s.
Per Yahoo News, they lose $50 million a year.
Yeah. So if you want to be paid what you're owed, all right, so let's say you are worth a lot more than you're making right now. It doesn't matter because the money is not there to give you. You can't go to somebody who is giving you, you know, way more than $40 million a year because, well, I guess let's just say $40 million a year. They're giving you that as a gift along with, you know, paying you decent money. Because up until Caitlin Clark came along, you had no TV ratings. You had no no real interest in people coming to the games, or watching the games in any way. Now you're getting some attention. But I got news for you. All of you may have put blood, sweat, and tears into it, but it doesn't matter. Caitlin Clark goes away. Whatever attention you're getting now goes away. So instead of understanding how finances work and business works, it's because so often people are taught in society today that they're owed something. And that if you don't get what you want, it's because somebody is marginalizing you. Somebody is putting you down for some reason other than the real reasons. All right, let's say this is financial, all right? Cut and dry financial. They don't have money to pay you what the NBA players make. They just don't have it. The CNBC players think that that's just because they're women and they're being held back and they need to equal pay with their male counterparts. I got news for you. There are no male counterparts. You don't have a male equivalent of the Caddy National Basketball Association. You just don't. Now, I'm not a basketball fan anyway, So I don't watch any of it. But I do know enough about it to know that the regular NBA makes so much more money. Well, I make more money than the WNBA. And I don't even get paid here, except, you know, somebody left 75 cents for a pack of chips from the vending machine one day. That's about it. But that's still more than the people who make who own the WNBA. So what are you going to do? I'm the type of person, though, I'm a little bit stubborn. If I were in charge of the CNBA, I would shut it down. I would. I would just go, you know what? The heck with this. These women done pushed me too far. Pushed me too far. Out here talking trash about me. Out here talking trash about us. When we're just going in the hole more and more and more every year. So they can play basketball and have a job and call themselves professionals. No, not anymore. And if you don't like it, too bad. I'd be out celebrating. I would take the first year they're not around anymore. I'd take that $40 million and go buy me a yacht somewhere. I'd be sailing the seven seas. I wouldn't even be thinking about a basketball player. I'd say found money. Just found money. All right. Look, ooh, I'm running late. Running late, sounding great. We'll take a break and we'll have a lot more next.
It's TJ Ritchie. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WPT.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you are part of the biggest 11 listener group in the world. Be proud. I know I am. Okay, so 704-570-1110 is the phone number and the text number, phone, text, whatever. Whatever you got. You know, I'm young, so I get the text messages catch my eye first because I'm so young and with it. Jazz. Oh, man, I'm about to make some people mad. I know I am. Isaac, remember the day last week whenever I told you that Andy Griffith was a stinking Hollywood liberal, and it broke your spirit?
I do. I remember that.
Okay, well, a lot of parents of young children, if they're listening, and grandparents of young children are probably about to feel the same way. I've been saying for a long time that people who have small children should not be letting them watch this woman that calls herself Ms. Rachel. Just like I didn't allow my kids to watch Sesame Street or anything else on PBS, because it's an indoctrination technique that they use on the small children. Get them as young as possible. Fill their heads full of all this. But back then, it was just liberalism. Now it's way more than that. So this Miss Rachel, not only is she, you know, in my opinion, anti-Israel and pro Hamas, because if she's pro-Palestine and thinks that Israel is conducting genocide, which I'm pretty sure she has said in the past, then she must be pro Hamas. But again, in my opinion, But she has this some kind of a thing coming out, kids' toys, a line of kids' toys. And so she put it out there, and somebody commented, "I hope you make billions because I know you'll do good with it." But then Miss Rachel responded by saying, "I'll never be a billionaire because I don't believe that's right, but thank you. I love giving." And then they go on in this article to talk about how the conception of billionaires is that they got that money only by doing people wrong and ruining people's lives and by shady means and all of that stuff. So class warfare, class envy, aka Marxism. People do what they want to do with their children, but a lot of these wacko liberal Marxists dress up as children performers or, you know, educational programming. And that's the main reason I'm glad that PBS is getting cut out of taxpayer funds, because that's what it is. Completely left-wing propaganda, not just in their news coverage and everything, but in their programming to the children. Again, in my humble opinion. So, I could give you a whole list of shows and stuff that my kids weren't allowed to watch when they were little, because I didn't want them hearing all that stuff. There was one show I didn't let him watch just because the kid whined too much. It was called Caillou. "But mommy, I want to go outside." I say, no. Y'all aren't watching that. It's going to teach you how to be a bunch of little whiny wimps. Even my daughter, you're not going to be a wimp. Trying to get into the WNBA now, though, so I should have. No, I'm kidding. But you got to pick and choose for them. I mean, you got to make those decisions. If you're the parent, you got to do it. And I'm so glad I could pass this information along to you if you had no idea. So, Miss Rachel, she could go kick rocks, pound sand, hit the bricks, all of it. All right, TJ on the News is coming up next. Don't miss that.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
Correction, the big dangerous city of Charlotte, North Carolina. But I run this concrete jungle. Everybody knows that. Welcome to the jungle. Got Lonnie Ray here, Isaac. Stories from all around the world, the important stories that you need to know. Let's get on it. Lead story. Oh, girl. You know what you better do? Sante. You better sashay Shante up in here. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, said his office is opening an investigation into a, quote, sexualized performance advertised to children, end quote. They said it took place in Vero Beach last month. He issued a subpoena to Linda Moore, the vice mayor of Vero Beach and the owner of The Kilted Mermaid, a beer and wine bar. because on June 29th, the bar hosted a Pride Tea Dance featuring drag performances and other entertainment. Attorney General said there was evidence that during the event, sexualized adult performers wore revealing attire and burlesque outfits while interacting with the children.
Wow.
The subpoena is asking Ms. Moore to provide surveillance videos, documents identifying camera locations, employee work schedules showing which employees were working on those days, because they want to, you know, they want to interview them as witnesses and whatnot. So, I mean, this, how would the vice mayor be running a business like that? But it's not that. It's just a beer and wine bar, but I guess she just decided, let's get some drag performers in here and bring the kids.
Very disturbing.
Yeah. Now, I know some drag performers in Birmingham. We went to different schools together, but no, I do, because Ace and I were, our morning show was syndicated into Birmingham for years and years, and so we would go for market visits and events and things. And a bunch of them came to one of our events. I didn't realize we were so big with the drag community at the time, but this was years and years ago. They were very nice. Very nice. Next story. Cheeseburger in paradise. All right, this is a bad situation. A McDonald's manager in Belleville, Illinois, sent a teenage employee home after she refused to take out the trash. Well, the teenager goes home, tells mama. Mama said, what are you doing home? Or maybe mama came to pick her up. But anyway, the mama showed up and there was a fight. And the manager shot the mom in the leg, according to the reports. Both of them got arrested. The woman who was shot will be okay. But they arrested her for assault, too, because she came in there starting a fight. See, now that's the difference. If I was a teenager and I came home and my mom said, why are you home? I thought you were working. And I said, well, the manager sent me home. Why? Are you sick? No, I just didn't want to take out the trash. She wanted me to take out the trash and I just didn't want to do it. So I told her I wasn't doing it. She sent me home. My mom would have probably shot me in the leg.
Yeah, I was about to say, my mom would have fought me.
Hey, man, hey, my first job was McDonald's, and I got fired for that exact reason. I didn't take the trash out of the lobby, and I refused to take it out. So
no way, really?
I'm so serious. That's how I got fired for my first job.
Why'd you refuse to take it out?
Dude, it was like, all right, so I had to take the, I had to clean the lobby, but, I mean, it was, like, disgusting, man. Like, it was ridiculously disgusting.
I thought he was going to say, dude, it was storming. It was a tornado coming. I wasn't going to go out there, but no, it was just because he thought it was too gross.
Golf ball sized hell outside, something like that. But that, it's just nasty. Wow.
That was when I was a little boy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm a grown man now. I'm glad you've grown out of that. Because I can't imagine you sloughing off at work now.
Hey.
I can't. You're always working when I'm here, or I assume. I mean,
I work hard.
You could be down there, you know, pitching quarters and stuff. I don't know. Making some gambling money with the TV people down there. All right, next story. Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find somewhere. This is disturbing. And this is more proof that people don't know how to act. A new survey says that 53% of Americans admit that they've peed in a pool as an adult. 23% say they wouldn't report if somebody had a number two accident in the pool. So they wouldn't even report it to a community pool or a hotel pool. You know why? Not because they're thinking, well, I'm not in that pool. It's not affecting me any. Or that's none of my business. They didn't report it because they said that it may lead to the pool being closed down. Okay. They don't want to get out of the pool. That's Can you crazy. Imagine?
You're going to be swimming in the poo-poo water.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to close.
Is that not the dumbest thing you've ever heard? The nasty? Wow. And, you know, have y'all ever been on a cruise?
Yeah.
I have.
Now, you know, when they have babies in there, they don't let, like, if you're potty training or something with that age kid,
yeah,
they won't let them wear those pull-up swimmy diaper things.
Yeah.
And they won't let little babies wear them either. And there's something about that messing up the pipes or something. But if a baby has an accident in the pool, everybody's got to get out of the pool. They drain it and then fill and then clean it. So it's down for about an hour at least. And then they refill it. You know, they fill it out of the ocean. They just suck it up from the ocean into that pool. Wow. Yeah, they don't ever have to put chemicals in it or anything. It's just seawater that they put in there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But
I didn't know that either.
Can you imagine being the one whose kid pooped in the pool and you got everybody saying, hey, we paid the big money to be out here and now we can't even get in the pool?
Whose kid did this?
Oh. All right, and finally. You know I kind of like it like that. I like being white trash. All right, a Connecticut couple was arrested after kids saw them making the relations on a flight from New York to Florida, according to the cops. Trista Riley, 43, was caught. Let's just say she was caught not taking a nap with her head in the guy's lap.
Wow.
But performing on the plane.
Classic.
Christopher Drew Arnold was the man, 42. They were on JetBlue flight early Saturday, according to court documents obtained by WWSB. A horrified mom reported it to a flight attendant, saying that her two kids had witnessed the disgusting public behavior. According to the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, two juveniles corroborated the account to the police. Riley and Arnold, both of Danbury, Connecticut, were arrested around 11:30, shortly after the plane landed in Sarasota Bradenton International Airport, Florida. They were each charged with lewd or lascivious exhibition, specifically in the presence of minors. They were both released from jail Monday, I guess on bond, awaiting a trial. But I ended with this story because I have a bunch of commentary to go along with it. And we're going to do that in the next segment because I have ideas for what should happen to people like this who are so socially inept that they don't know how to act and they're so narcissistic they don't care about anybody else around them. So they need to be taught a tough lesson. And I'll tell you what I think that needs to be coming up next.
The DJ Richie Show. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Richey on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
My pressure is up. But before I get to what's got my pressure up so much, this is a nice text that just came in here to the WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC, 704-570-1110. I thought at first I was going to be in trouble because it starts out with, young man. Hey, ooh. Young man, I've been listening for a couple of months now, and your program has changed my 7 to 9 activity. Keep going. But that pro bono stinks. Laughing emoji. That's Steve in Indian Trail. Not even pro bono. It's just volunteer, isn't it? Because at least pro bono, you know, if they make something, you might get something. But I know they're making a fortune off of these 2 hours every night. I'm probably the... just after 2 months, I'm probably the highest revenue bringer-inner that this station's ever had in all of its 200 years or however long it's been on the air. I know, it's amazing. It's unbelievable, actually. Okay, so we got this story of this white trash couple. They were flying from Connecticut to Florida, and they were engaging Oral Roberts. Okay, she is she is performing with the choir. Okay, kids see them. They're in coach on, not if they were in first class it would be any different, but they're in coach in front of all these people, and they just could not wait until they landed and got to their private residence or wherever they were going. And I am so sick and tired of having to deal with people in this country who don't have any decency whatsoever. No manners, no concern for what anybody else around them who's innocent, didn't do anything wrong, didn't do anything to them. They have no concern for any of that. Just this selfish, narcissistic view of the world of, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. And if you've got a problem with it, that is on you. It's just absolutely infuriating and tiresome. I have tired of it. It makes me absolutely sick now when I see trashy behavior. But what makes me sick is when I see this kind of stuff on social media, or I read it in the news, and then I can look on these videos on social media and see the people who are innocent bystanders having to run to get out of the way of some brawl, or they're having to get their kids out of the, you know, they stop to get a burger or something at a fast food place, and they have to usher their kids out of there because of cussing and violence and all of that. It's just absolutely sickening. I cannot stand trashy people. And yes, trashy people are beneath the rest of us. Now, don't get me wrong. Or as the kids say, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that all country people or all people that would consider themselves to be quote unquote rednecks are trashy. I'm not saying that. But, you know, it's hard to explain it, but you know it when you see it. And trashy behavior comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And I hate it. It makes me sick. I mean, really sick to my stomach. Right after we did that story a minute ago, I had to run to the restroom with the diarrhea. Made me that sick. It actually didn't. And I'm sorry, I'm acting trashy by saying it. But the punishment for this couple, because I'm a firm believer in making an example out of people. That's one of the ways that we'll get it to stop. And what causes it, I know the cause of it. The cause of it is the breakdown of a decent family unit. That's the cause of it. Nobody there to teach right from wrong. Nobody there to teach, hey, the world isn't yours. Don't be a nasty, trashy person. Have some decency. There aren't as many people in the home teaching that anymore. So what should happen? These two people who did this on a plane in front of kids, they should be charged with child sex crimes. They should have to register as sex offenders, and not just by letting the neighbors know. The judge should order billboards all over their town, giant billboards of their faces. And it says, these trashy people don't know how to act among decent people. They are too trashy to associate with normal people. Absolutely, 100% that's what should happen to them. And we got to toughen up penalties on these public fights that are happening all over the place. Oh, you got my order wrong. I'm coming over the counter and we're going to fight. And then, you know, all of that stuff. Those got to be stiff punishments. But this trashy couple that we're dealing with right now, yeah, they should have the hammer brought down on them. No fly list. They should never be able to fly again. They ought to wear ankle monitors and not ever be allowed to engage in sexual activity again with anybody. They should lose that right because they're so awful. And if they go against and they break their probation by engaging in those acts, either life in prison or execution. Because you're a child sex predator at that point. You have engaged in sex in front of children, innocent children. You should be treated no differently than a regular a child sex offender. If you're going to act uncivilized, then you don't need to be amongst civilized people. It's just that simple. Be, or at least pretend to be, civilized. And engaging in those activities on a commercial flight in front of women, children, families, all of that, you're uncivilized. And I wouldn't even want to be in the same building with you because you're so nasty. And I hope everybody in your hometown knows how nasty you are. And I hope you become an outcast, both of you, just outcasts from all society in that town. I hope you have to move. And then when you move, there should be a court order that follows you. So you got to let everybody know you're a sex offender when you get to wherever you're going. And again, billboards, ankle monitors, the whole thing. Sick. And if you know this couple, tell them I said it. I don't care. And if you act like this in public, you're one of the people that I'm talking about, that you don't know how to act, you don't know how to be civilized in public, you're going to drag innocent people into your shenanigans, then you ought to be put in a situation where you're not amongst civilized people. You should only be allowed to go out after all the civilized people are in the bed for the night. Look, I'm going to write my own law book. You know what I'm going to call it? TJ's law book. I just thought of that. So I'm going to get to work on it. Hang on, we'll get into something else next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Oh, yeah. America's coolest conservative, your amateur host on duty. Is it dark yet? No, not quite.
Getting there.
Has the sun gone down enough for me to use the when the sun goes down, the volume goes up?
I think so. Okay. I think the sun's down.
All right. Remember.
Ski outside.
All right. I got it from here. Don't mess up my big announcer voice. When the sun goes down, the volume goes up. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. How about that? You know how many years I had to smoke to be able to do that?
How many years?
I smoked for about 10 years, or maybe a little more than 10 years, just long enough for my voice to drop one octave.
And
then I gave it up.
For those at home, that's why I picked up smoking. TJ encouraged me to, you know, work on my radio voice.
Mm-hmm. By the way, in music, do you know how many notes an octave is?
8.
Good. Yeah, you seem like one of the chorus boys.
Octo 8. I took a guess.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. Okay. Most of the time, it's pretty easy for me to tell the difference between a biological male or female and then a person who is the opposite sex trying to pretend to be those sexes. But this one, I'm pretty sure it's a woman, but she's very tall and she has a chiseled face. And she's upset about the Olympic Committee and the Paralympic Committee taking heed to President Trump's executive action to say that men cannot compete against women in the Olympics. So she has a problem with that. And this is what she had to say.
Bar transgender women from participating in women's sports in an effort to comply with a Trump executive order, and it's...
I was a journalist and I covered this issue for a long time, and it is one that both is discriminatory and also thwarts research that we have about gender, athletic performance, and transition.
Okay.
Previously, to participate in the Olympics, transgender women already had to have gender-affirming care and keep their hormone levels at a highly regulated level.
Hmm.
Among cisgender women, there is a huge range in what is normal in terms of testosterone and hormones, let alone the size and shape of our bodies. Hmm. This decision is bad for all women because it means that anybody who does not fit a normative white idea of femininity is going to be subject to suspicion, questioning, or even worse.
Hmm. They're so programmed to throw that white in there, right? Because that's always an insult. And this chick is translucent. I mean, she's just like a big tall piece of rice sitting there with glasses talking into a camera. This chick couldn't be more white. But they're just so programmed to throw that out there. All right, well, here's a good test. Lady, since you're so positive about this research that you've uncovered, let's take someone, like somebody who would compete in the Olympics as a trans woman, meaning it's a man pretending to be a woman. And then let's take a woman who's an athlete, you know, hormone treatments and everything, just like you said. And let's put them both in front of you. And you get to pick which one hits you in the face as hard as they can. Which one are you going to pick, tough girl? I think you got to prove a point. You got to prove everybody that you're right. Because you know what doesn't change when you take the hormones and everything? The bone structure. The bone structure. So that alone, let's say they're the same strength. They've got the same muscle mass, which they don't. No matter how much a man's gone through, you know, estrogen treatment and everything. Do you want the unchangeable fist of a man, a trans woman would you rather that be thrown into your face with great speed, or will you go ahead and take the quote unquote cis woman? In other words, the woman. I feel like the Jeopardy music ought to be playing right now. Dun, 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 dun. Now we all know the answer to that. We all know that this little race baiting, hypocritical, little Marxist would run as fast as her lily white legs would take her away from being punched in the face by a trans woman. I don't know about people, you know? And seriously, what does it get you to throw the word white in there with it? People don't play that anymore. White people have been sick for a long time of being thrown out there just as bait for everybody to snatch onto and demonize. And you know what? There weren't many of you out there today, lady, screaming about this on social media. You know why? Because this quote unquote trans movement has finally been accepted as cuckoo crap. And even the Democrat politicians don't want anything to do with it anymore. They cultivated it. They took care of it and watered it and did the whole thing, and then it blossomed, and then all of a sudden, uh-oh, they're on to us. Now they don't want anything to do with it. Pity. Such a pity. And I bet you're a fantastic journalist. Oh, I bet everything you write is a must read. Can't put it down, I'm sure. Droll. How droll you are. Clown. Okay. Final segment of the show coming up next.
The DJ Richie Show. Late, live, and local. It's the DJ Richie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. Real talk. I love listening to Pete Callender. He's so good. Hang on a second. He's the one with the goatee, right? The one with the goatee
Pete, beard. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. That's yeah, I love that guy. Love him. I mean, they write these things on these cards for me to say, and they don't tell me who I'm talking about.
We can't mention the cards.
Oh. No, seriously, he's great. Unlike the rest of them. No. I like all of the other hosts on WBT, except for that Beth Troutman. I don't like her because I love her. That's why. Let's see. There's this woman that has caused a little chaos on the social medias. She is, and I think we had a story kind of like this not long ago. She is a stay-at-home mom, and she charges her husband, like, I think it's $10 every day to make his lunch for him to take to work with him. She's like, because if he bought lunch, if he bought a salad somewhere, he would pay $16 for it. So I'm saving him money. Pay me for doing that. Which is so stupid. Ugh. So let's reverse that situation. Let's say every time he put gas in her car, he charged her a $5 service fee. Or every time he did something at all for her, he charged her for it. What do you think people would say about that? And look, the way I'm going to start this next sentence is going to put people on guard, but here it goes. Not all women, but too many women are obsessed with what they can get out of somebody, including their husbands. Then what can I get? What am I entitled to? I stay here and work at the house and I take care of the kids and I am entitled to more. Now, I know he goes out and works all day and he brings home the bacon, as they say, and so forth and so on. But I'm entitled to more. Women love trinkets. And they love shiny things. It doesn't even have to be of value to women. Again, generally speaking, not specifically all women. It doesn't have to be of value. It just has to be something that they got for free. And it's even more valuable to them if none of their friends got it. Because then they're special because they got something that the rest of the women, even women that they love like sisters, y'all, if they even love them like sisters, they still want to outdo them. They're still in competition with them. On a fun level, of course. If you want to have a little bit of a laugh with an experiment, a social experiment, guys, figure out some way. Let's say your wife has a group of friends and they're all like several of them are equal friends with each other. So let's say your wife has two best friends and they're like sisters. Find something, a coupon, a little, you know, cheap pair of earrings somewhere that are cute, you know. And the next time they're all three together, pick out one of them. Say her name's Rita. You go, oh, Rita, I got something for you. Hang on a minute. And go get these little earrings and hand them to Rita. And don't give the other one anything and see what happens. Now, you probably need to make sure your wife is in on it. She knows what you're doing. Because if she doesn't, then she's going to jump in with saying, well, why didn't you get me some? You know, and she would have a point. You know, not cool to be getting your wife's friend a little gift and not getting her one. But so just tell her ahead of time and then just ask her to go against her nature and not tell the other two what you're doing. It's going to be hard. Hey, look, Rita, I saw these and I thought they kind of looked like something you would wear and or say somebody gave them to you. That way it doesn't seem like you're buying her a gift. Say somebody, some woman at work gave those, says she bought them and didn't want them and I thought they looked like something you would wear, so here. It might break up a friendship because that other one's going to be seething. Oh, she's going to be stewing. She'll be stewing, will she? Now, remember, think about me when you do this experiment. And to get your wife to go along with it, here's what you say. All right, you ready? Say, look, honey, I'm going to do this social experiment with your two friends. And here's, I'm going to say, somebody gave me a pair of earrings that are cute. And I'm going to say, Rita looks like she would like them. And I'm going to give them to Rita in front of Joanne and see what their reaction is. And she's going to say, why are you doing that? That's, say, because that idiot TJ on the radio says that he knows everything there is to know about women, and I'm going to prove him wrong. There you go. She's on your team now. Now, listening to what I just said off the top of my head will tell you, wait a minute, he does know everything there is to know about women. I just told you how to manipulate your wife and make your wife's friends jealous and have them in a cat fight. The rest of it is up to you, grasshopper. Oh, it's so fun. Now, the reason I know everything there is to know about women is because I love women and I pay attention to them all the time. I want to make women happy. The women in my life need to be happy. And you can't do that if you don't pay attention. And women love for you to try to mess with their minds and manipulate them. They love it. Trust me on this. No, I'm joking about that part, but do the experiment. You're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. And it's all in good fun. Pray after. Pray together. You'll all be fine. Mark Levin's coming up next.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.